Welcome to Universal Soul Love. This is Detective David Love. We were supposed to have Dr. Lionel Love on the show today. Unfortunately, we had some interference, but I'm so glad to have my special friend Jonah Bolt of the Starseed Society and actually host of Starseed Radio. How are you, Jonah?
Doing excellent, David. Thanks for having me. Good to be on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for coming on the show at the last minute like this. Appreciate it. We kind of do this quite often, you and I. It's always good,
Absolutely.
though.
Not a
Always,
problem.
always excited to have you on the show. We always have a great show, so I'm really looking forward to this. Today's show is about transformational consciousness, and you are the perfect person for this. We talk about this quite a bit, and it's such a broad topic. But I guess before we go into that, I also want to mention that you and I are working on a joint project, a gold-backed currency system. I think some people know about that and have signed up for our event. I don't know if you want to just mention that real quick before we go into the show.
Sure. Yeah, it's basically a worldwide gold-backed savings and exchange bartering type system. It's active now in 125 countries, even down here in Costa Rica, where I'm broadcasting live with you, all the way from the jungle here. And it's a really amazing company. I've been involved with them for about 4 or 5 months. Lots of light workers involved, a lot of people, and it's just basically a gold-backed exchange system for goods and services, meaning I could take my gold that I carry with me, bring it to any type of store that's involved. There's over 300,000 locations, even in Boca Raton, Florida, where I was just at. There's health food stores taking it, salons, and exchange my gold for goods and services, just like the bartering system used to be before money came around, fiat currency. We see these currencies going down worldwide. So it's a new way to get off the paper and onto physical. Physical gold is not going anywhere. And this bartering system is amazing. They're set up all over the world, 125 countries. And I really urge people to get on it. Open up a free gold savings account. You could sign up with David or contact him direct. He could help you and direct you how to sign up. It's a free account. And if you want to start saving in gold, you can, or you can become an affiliate and make it more of a business type thing. Also, for business owners, if they want to accept gold at any of their locations, they could also accept gold for any of their goods and services. We just had Donald Trump make a statement a few months back that he is now accepting gold for any of his real estate anywhere in the world. So we see BRICS just launch with Russia and China gold back. China just launched a gold back currency 2 weeks ago. Things are going back to gold, so it's definitely time to get on that train and get off the paper stuff. So it's an
Absolutely.
awesome system.
This is the time to put the power back in the people's hands so that we can fund the projects that we want to do, self-sustainable living projects, free energy, the whole thing. This is the way to do it. Gold tells value. Contributionism, Ubuntu, is a wonderful concept. I don't know that we're quite ready for that. We might be all totally in support of that. However, at this moment, everybody's going back to gold. I think this is the time to take back our power. Gold does have high metaphysical, it's a high vibration. The metaphysical properties are astounding, and I'm certainly in favor of looking into this and promoting it and pushing it and trying to fund our projects this way. I encourage everyone to attend the event, and we'll certainly be talking a lot more about this joint venture that we're doing. And just appreciate Jonah for coming up with this and running with it.
Absolutely. And just so people know, we're on the Synergy team at Buckminster Fuller Ward. And I was brought into this by some very dear friends, that are involved doing their light work as well as everything else. A shout out to Peter Sterling, the harpist. I'm sure you all know who Peter is. He introduced me to this. So it's amazing because metaphysically, just real quick, you said metaphysically, we know all the ancients had it. The Mayas, the Incas, the Pharaohs, they all had gold. They worshiped gold. They wore gold on them, and they understood gold. They didn't just wear it to look good. They wore it because of its high metaphysical properties, clearing your energy. It's the highest vibrational solid on the planet. And for people that don't know, gold actually comes from space. It's an exploding supernova. I ask people all the time, David, you know, where does gold come from? Most people say the earth or pressure, like diamonds, things like that, but it's not. Gold has showered the earth for millions of years from exploding stars in our solar system. If you just go to YouTube or Google, you could just search that. The Discovery's done documentaries on it and National Geographic, and I've watched a bunch of them, but it totally blew my mind 4 months ago. I had no idea that what we're talking about is ET, high vibration, metaphysically clearing your chakras, your energy field, and it is putting it back in the hands of the people. Gold has been confiscated from the people in the U.S., in the 30s, the gold was confiscated from everyone. Even now, people can only buy an ounce of gold at a time and things like that. This company has broke it down to a gram. You could buy a gram a week or a gram a month or 5 grams, whatever you want to do. And by using this system, you also benefit from it too. People that accept the gold and when you spend the gold. So you're always benefiting in some way with goods and services using the system. So it's amazing, amazing what they've really set up if you really dive into it. And we've got Joel just signed up his whole network, revolutionradio.com. Check out that. They have a new radio network that is basically backed by gold, as they're saying on the website. They have about 30 different programs. So check out Revolution, realrevolutionradio.com, excuse me, and check out some of their stuff. So it's just exploding all over. And it's time for gold to get back to our hands, time for people to have gold again and go back to a system that's been around for tens of thousands of years, like gold and other bartering systems have. So it's time for it.
You know, China, we know that China's just pulled out of the U.S. dollar, and they actually have this verified reports of that in most investment magazines. It's not sure what that means exactly. I mean, I have my own thoughts on that, but anyhow, I do think this is the time to act right in the present moment. So we will return to this topic, and I guess I should mention, should I mention that you and I are working on a joint co-hosting a radio show soon?
Sure, yeah, the Golden Hour, one-hour show we're going to do once a week and talk about really just home down to economics, you know, financial stuff, setting up new systems that like the gold one. There's many other ones as well. I don't like cryptocurrency. To me, that's just another digital format, just like the stock market, which is falsely, you know, regulated and propped up and whatever. So orchestrated, I should say. So those type of systems just aren't for the people. You know, they're rigged, they're figurative. And China, just so you mentioned it, is the largest holder of U.S. Treasury debt, which also is tied to the dollar, which is why if China does dump the dollar, which they have been doing the last few weeks with their banks, it's not a good sign. So it's now a good time to get your assets and paper money onto physical gold. You get a MasterCard, you can pay your bills, you get physical gold if you like. It's a very, very unique system that works just like the dollar. I've actually moved Starseed International and Starseed Society, my nonprofit, onto a gold-backed savings account. So that's what I did. Opened a personal account, got my father involved, my mother, friends, family. I've turned on over 50 people right now, you know, to this. So it's phenomenal. And I'm going to turn over more. It's new systems like this that are getting people thinking off paper, physical, you know, off paper and onto physical, which is a really big leapfrog in consciousness, even for people, which is what the show is about. So we could jump into that a little bit and we can come back to this later, which ties in the immediate stuff. But it's definitely an important thing to jump onto is the gold. And Dave, you have a website, right? You can give out.
Oh, I do. It's universalsoulgold.com, and we'll certainly be doing a lot more than that. I'm actually putting up the new website for universalsoullove.com soon. Lots on it, so we're certainly launching right into this and promoting it and. Everything else that we're doing, all our other projects will fall right into line with this gold-backed exchange system that we're working on with self-sustainable living, domes, free energy, the whole thing. So we're trying to push it all as fast as we can. There's so many things happening right now in the world. We could spend forever talking about all world events and world news headlines, but I think we've covered what we need to cover on the gold at this point. Really important point, and I'm you know, that the fact that you're on the show like this just provides the opportunity for us to comment on that. So we'll be talking a lot more about this.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. So we wanted to talk about transformational consciousness. And for me, mysticism is the study of consciousness. It's a study of the nature of reality. It's a study of the nature of God, and it's about the search for the meaning of life. And it really all comes down to consciousness. And this is the paradigm shift. We're having a shift, a global shift, a shift in perception, the awakening, the spiritual awakening, the psychic awakening. And so it really all comes down to consciousness and what consciousness is, and how consciousness is now changing, and how there's a personal transformation going on within each of us. And there's a global transformation going on with the global consciousness, because consciousness exists on all levels. It exists in everything. It exists everywhere. It is an intelligent life force. And I'm not sure that most people understand that. We are talking about the law of one. We're talking about oneness. We're talking about consciousness in all things. Consciousness, as I understand it, being a hypnotist, and we've done some experiments on this, we talk about levels of body, astral bodies, emotional bodies, causal bodies, mental bodies. In the end, what I've found, and I think what Buddha has said is, another spiritual masters, consciousness is nothing. Consciousness is empty. Consciousness is just awareness. And that is God. That is the creator. That is God, it, like it said in the Bible, creating, God created the creator. God's kind of a controversial word, but anyhow, the universal source of the divine spirit, whatever term you want to use, cosmic mind, the creator created the universe out of nothing. And that means the spiritual realm, that means this physical universe, it means the multiverse, it means created everything out of nothing. And Lana and I had I've had many conversations on this, and we were going to bring this one today because we'd had some revelations around New Year's about how you can actually, and I didn't know this myself, I was always under the impression that you could have one thought at one time, otherwise you've got ADD, and it's very difficult to multitask. But I learned that through meditation, I found that if I was touching two things, I could put my hand on one thing and my hand on a tree and find that I could actually have my consciousness in both those places. I could feel both of those places. I could feel myself touching two things at the same time. And I know that consciousness can split. Even the same soul can split between two living beings, just like a cell divides. So consciousness is probably much more than we could ever imagine. And I believe that God is the creator, is nothing but more than consciousness, the conscious being, a conscious entity, and it's a creative energy. And so this is sort of what we're leading into, is we're in this time of transformation, we're in the age of consciousness. And so how can we transform? How can we transform? I believe, Jonah, that you and I, you know, we talk about the second coming. We've had Angel News Network on, Philip talking about this, about how this is Judgment Day. This is the second coming, and we've heard many people saying this. But of course, this means something different to those of us in the spiritual community, because it's not based on the Bible. To me, I think there is no Messiah or prophet coming, one person physically, to save the entire planet. I believe the consciousness, the Christ consciousness, is us, those of us who are awakened, and those of us who are active in bringing that transformation to the world, those of us who are transforming ourselves, and those of us who are making that change happen, the positive change in the world. So we are the Christ consciousness, because it's going to take many people to counteract the global issues that we're facing. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing with this goal-based project. That's what many of the activists in our network are doing. That's what many of these NGOs are doing, these nonprofit organizations, trying to create positive change through positive solutions. So, you know, we're here to talk about a little bit about consciousness, our experience with it, our, the deeper, the higher knowledge of it. I don't think we'll ever know all of the answers anyhow, but how best can we use our knowledge to transform successfully and to transform reality the way we want it to be? What are your thoughts on that, Jonah? All of that, a lot of info.
Yeah, you said a lot, but I guess personally, my story in terms of understanding or playing with consciousness in terms of experiencing it consciously, meaning 6 years ago, I was totally what I would call 3D, working 9 to 5, working, you know, for money, working for a nicer car, a nicer watch, whatever, you know, we've been programmed to want, consumption, materialism. So I wasn't too conscious. I was always feeling really sad inside and not whole. So eventually a group of people that I was writing letters to for years asking about different events in my life reached out to me, a group of light workers. I never heard that word or term before. When I met this group of light workers, they opened up my eyes to different levels of consciousness. I saw channeling that weekend when I went to meet them in Boston. I saw and witnessed and felt zero point energy with the Omega Ones. I was charging my feet in the ancient rivers and feeling the energy from the water charging my body. And I remember after that weekend, I was activated, if you will, and I started to become more conscious of my decisions, of my life, of what I want to do. I went back and told my business partners at the time, I want nothing to do with this business. I'm moving to Asheville, North Carolina, and that's it. I sold everything I had in terms of anything materialistic, TVs, furniture, cologne, everything. I mean, I dumped everything, the watches, and wanted to learn more about this conscious living, more about this energy that I had experienced with this group of light workers. And that was my journey about six and a half years ago. So my understanding over the last 6 years and doing my radio show as well and interviewing different people like you is all different forms of awareness and consciousness in terms of living in this matrix. You talk about Christ consciousness. I think Christ consciousness is a level of understanding. It's a level of awareness. Many people that live a conscious life, many yogis, many people that, you know, go to yoga, that do a lot of meditation. But there's a lot of people in the New Age spiritual community that don't take it past that level. I've talked to many people that don't know we're multidimensional beings of light. There are many yogis and other people I've talked to in the New Age community that don't know about the different star systems, that there's 12 major soul groups here from Arcturus, where my soul is from, Pleiades, Andromeda, and Lyrian. Every ancient site in the planets lined up to these star system, absorbing the energy, opening portals. There's so much to it. So what I found is many people aren't too conscious about the full expansion of just how great we are, because everybody on this planet is a conscious being. That means you can create, you could co-create with others, you can manifest whatever you want in this reality at any time. Heaven on earth, gods that walk on heaven. So to me, consciousness is people that are aware of how powerful they are in terms of creating and manifesting, and by understanding that as best they can, live that way. Not just by, oh, I'm going to eat healthy and be a vegan. Oh, I'm so conscious. No. That's not it. Consciousness is tapping into all information, all knowledge, like Buddha, like Jesus. Being conscious to me is being aware and not shushing if someone wants to talk about chemtrails or Fukushima radiation that's now have all the beaches closed in California, killing all the fish. 75% of fish in the oceans are now dead. Consciousness is understanding and being in tune with that, so you could send your energy to help nourish and feed those fish that are still left, and not ignoring the dead and the dying. Right. Oh, Fukushima's killing people. Well, I don't want to talk about that, they say. You're lowering my vibration. I've heard people in the New Age spiritual community say. So when we're talking about consciousness, we're talking about the full spectrum, not just what's comfortable for you. Because a spiritual warrior, a spiritual conscious being, is probably the most difficult path to walk, because you're facing all of your fears. You're facing all of this hurt, all of the crime that's happening in this world we've created together. You are part of that. No one's not part of that. So consciously is moving into that space of being uncomfortable and facing your fears and facing all this crap that's happened on this planet and how twisted we've gotten it, and our parents, and you know, and understanding that the whole spectrum. I always use this analogy, David. I came up with this. So it's, you know, we're back in Jesus's days, Jesus Christ, and people ran to Jesus saying, Jesus, the you know, villages burning down, the castles burning down, the village is on fire, the people are, you know, it's all over, the children are dying. You think Jesus would sit back and say, oh, I don't want to lower my vibration, I don't want, no, absolutely not. He'd be, let's get some water, let's help the people, you know, those are conscious beings. You know, when Jesus, animals get hurt, the animals Jesus, just, you know, they come after them. It's yeah, Jesus was an ET. We're all ETs, but
Jesus
we'll get to that.
Jesus went up against
also a highly evolved spiritual being. You know, he understood, and he was able to say no to things. He was able not to conform to Christianity the way they wanted him to. He was able to step back and say, we all need to be peaceful. If you really look at the history before Jesus' teachings, and not what the Bible says Jesus did, but actually Jesus was a teacher of the heart. Jesus was a teacher of living from the heart space. When you think there's purgatory, and if you're not Christian, you're bad and you're going to hell, or you have sex before you're married, you're going to hell, that's not conscious. That's not what Jesus taught. No. So we're talking about conscious, loving human entities that move from their brain, like I did, into their heart space. And I'm still working on that. I'm far from perfect. It's not an easy journey to deprogram everything in the matrix. No. So, you know, that is the learning process of becoming conscious and understanding consciousness, is that we all are connected, interconnected, quantum, mechanically connected to the environment, to the volcanoes, to the wind, to the earth, to the sky, to the moon, all of that. The moon cycles affect the women, the tides. Yeah. We're tied into all that, the cosmos. So conscious is understanding that we're connected to that and dropping the crap that we've learned and really waking up to your full empowerment of a conscious being. Not a yogi that eats vegan and is very healthy and goes to yoga and talks about stuff. I love yoga. I do my Tibetan rites every day. I'm not listening. I'm just saying, don't stop the evolution, the awakening there. Find out where you're from. Find out how great your soul is. Find out what star system your soul came from. Maybe it came from the central sun here. I don't know. But go on that journey, you know, and experience what full consciousness is, interconnected to the trees. You mentioned talking about hugging the trees. That's what the Native Americans did. Native Americans would hug the trees and communicate with each other through hugging the trees. That they're like walkie-talkies. That they understood that. When they used to go on hunts and they were chasing buffalo and they were running for miles and miles, they need energy, they would all of them go hug a tree and energize within 5-10 minutes. The tree would pass that energetic conscious understanding of energy back to them, and they'd totally be charged up and go chase the buffalo. So these things are real. These aren't myths. These aren't stories. These are things I've experienced, things David has experienced, you've experienced, and we're talking from our truth, our experience of what we understand. So that's my story of understanding consciousness. It's an ever-evolving thing to understand, but moving into a fully conscious being, to me, being awake and aware of our true divinity, of being multidimensional beings, is moving into a conscious space. And that's what I would urge people to do as much as they can, is move into that conscious understanding of just how powerful every single one of us is. Self-empowerment. It's not the God. It's not the president. It's not your Buddha. It's not Allah who's going to give you 22 virgins if you kill yourself. I mean, come on. That's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You know, all that stuff. You know, religion in general, it's conforming. It doesn't allow you to express your true divinity, period. And I was raised Catholic, then Jewish, then Methodist. And then after that, I was, you know, totally lost and totally screwed up by the time I was 19 after all that. But coming from a background of all different religions and all this, that's what I've come to understand it as. It's conforming. You know, it's restricting. It doesn't allow me to co-create and manifest this beautiful, amazing, blessed life I live right now, and it truly is. So it's just great to be here and learn this stuff. I'm always a student. I'm always interviewing people. I want to learn. I don't know it all. I'll repeat what I've learned, but that's what I've learned. So I always, like you, have different guests. I'm always, you know, I do my radio show 5 days a week, and it gets crazy at times interviewing so many people, handling a lot of different energy, but it's quite the journey, and it's great to be with you, David, and be on this journey and taking it back to the gold. That's another amazing thing that's happening. So it's really a great time, despite all the chaos and madness and things that are happening, that is what we created. Spaceship Earth. It's the greatest reality TV show ever. So people want to watch reality TV, just unplug your TV and just start walking around the streets and live life.
Wow. Well, you just gave an excellent discourse. That was amazing. Thank you so much. Loved what you had to say. We're here to fully experience every aspect of it. We're here to, you know, consciousness as conscious beings. We're here to just understand our unlimited potential. And like you said, information is not dangerous. Money is not dangerous. Money is not evil. These are all things as part of the universal consciousness on this planet that we have created. And again, materialism and consumerism is the biggest manipulation ever. That doesn't mean that we can't have things. We just can't let things have us. We can't let our ego get out of control. We need to tame the ego. We need to realize we've created all of this. It's all an illusion. When I say illusion, I don't mean hallucination. You just need to enjoy it, be responsible for everything you've created and manifested, and be non-attached to it because it's impermanent. You can't keep it. You can't take it with you when you leave. But and even Jesus, common misconception, Jesus was a political antagonist, like most spiritual masters or ascended masters. He went up against the authority. He went up against the established order. He challenged them on everything. They didn't like him. He was a human being, a spiritual being in a human body. He had human emotions. They crucified him for a reason. He was a political antagonist. That's
yes, yes to all of that, and even easier to say, he spoke his truth. It is that simple. He spoke his truth.
So, wow, that's quite a... Quite a journey just there in the last 15 minutes or so. Let's take a break and just gather ourselves together. That was amazing, Jonah. Thank you so much. You've changed so much since I first met you when you had me as a special guest on your show to talk about my book, The First Truth. You were on the Republic Broadcasting, I think. And things were very different. Boy, I think we both changed a lot. I'm glad you brought up the spiritual warrior and the balanced mind and the balanced thinking, living from both the heart and the mind and keeping it balanced and just, you know, really good. Okay, well, let's take our break then. All right, welcome back to Universal Soul Love with Detective David Love and our special guest, Jonah Bolt, founder of the Starseed Society and host of Starseed Radio. Hey, Jonah.
Excellent. Thanks for having me. And starseedsociety.org is our nonprofit. Great information, as always. And starseedradio.com, thanks for plugging the websites, David. Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
All right. Yeah, this is excellent. We've been having an excellent talk about consciousness and the spiritual warrior. And so I just want to – you have a few comments about that last song, We Will Be Invincible by Pat Benatar.
Oh, what a perfect song. I don't know who picked that, but that is a perfect song, I think, for where we're at right now, which is, you know, it's a do-or-die situation facing the reality, I think – that many people right now do not want to face the reality. They do not fully understand, talking about, you know, how true our potential is. They don't understand that we can change this reality of things that are happening. And what a perfect song to come back into as we're talking about the multidimensional aspect. So just to dive into that for a minute. So we talk about we're multidimensional beings. Well, it took me a long time to sort of get a grasp on this. Multidimensional beings. What is that? How does that work? So there was an article I covered on my radio show about 6 months ago that really gave me the download and really helped me understand this. So I'm going to drop it right now. So these new Hewlett-Packard computer chips that hold 360 terabytes of information, a hard drive, accesses five dimensions. You can Google this. Just Google glass dimension, five-dimensional computer chip. So what this computer chip does is because it holds such a large amount of information per square space, it accesses higher dimensions to store the information. So the fact that this computer chip holds 360 terabytes of information on the hard drive allows it to access other planes of existence to store the information. What that told me was is that it is the amount of information, David, that you and I can absorb that will allow our consciousness to access higher dimensions by the understanding and how much information we can take in. Just like the computer chip, just like the D-Wave computer that now goes to 380 dimensions. Google has one. The U.S. Army has one. Go to dwavecomputer.com or qwavecomputer.com or just Google Q-Wave computer or D-Wave. There's a couple different models. They're about $20 million. So we see technology now going multidimensional. We see NASA last year that did the time and space experiment from our good old boy Albert Einstein, and they cracked his equation after 4 years of his time and space experiment, which concluded that there is a fourth dimensional time and space vortex around planet Earth. For a fact. That's huge. That's huge. What that just proves is that technology is real, that we're not crazy, that the ancients understood this higher order, that many people abducted and other reptilians, all this stuff goes into these higher dimensions where these reptilians and grays and other light beings vibration. They're vibrating at a higher level of information, of understanding, so they can drop into 3D, do what they got to do, and go right back to the fourth, and they're totally invisible. So that was huge for me. So when you talk about multidimensional reality, it's the amount of information that you can take in, just like the computer chip, that will allow your being to travel, to astral travel, to meditate, to quiet the mind down, go into the heart, and allow the heart, which is much more powerful, smarter, and stronger than the mind, and that's proven. I've learned so much about the heart. More neurotransmitters, more information. The heart is way more powerful than the brain on every aspect. Just Google heart more powerful than brain on Google and pull up the images and see the comparison chart. Blows it away. So by stepping into your heart space, you are therefore absorbing more information that will allow you to access higher levels of dimensions and understanding where your soul can go and access more information like the Akashic Records, your soul plan, your cosmic blueprint, your light body, your Merkaba field, your Kundalini, your chakra system, your third eye. I can go on and on and on with the different energy systems. So it's a lot of information for people to understand it. And still, we're never going to understand. Our human brain cannot understand it. Our heart, I believe, could. But our brain will never be able to understand consciousness and those different energy systems, activating your light body, your Merkaba field, your this. I mean, so much to learn. And even frightening for people in the spiritual and New Age community. Some people understand the chakra system, and they're just so lit up and enthused that they finally got it after 20 years or whatever, that they're just going to stick to that and learn that and practice that. And that's great. We need people like that. But don't stop there is what I'm saying. I keep saying, don't stop there. Keep expanding. These energy systems are here for all of us to use, to understand, to experience in all different ways. I've had my Kundalini awaken. I've had chakra lines, balances and alignments. I've had chakra clearings, chakra activations, third eye activation. I mean, on and on and on and on. And yeah, they're all unique. They're all different. And they're all part of us. They all interact with every single human. Not one of us is different. Some of us may be more advanced cosmically on a soul level because we've traveled to higher dimensions and many more worlds than others. Some are maybe new souls. Some are maybe observer souls. But still, on a soul level, all these energy systems I just named are still available for all of us, every single person on the planet. That's what's exciting, is passing that message on like Jesus did, coming from the heart, that this level of Christ consciousness is real, that we can co-create a new reality. And the reality that we've created right now is totally crap. It's falling apart really quick. So it's time to step into the heart space and really get moving.
And you're so right, Jonah, and you have given such vital information. And this is so true, and we are manifesting reality right now in the present moment. That's our inner power, and we're doing this. A lot of us are doing this. And, you know, Jonah, you're... When I went on your show many years ago, You're my soul brother. You're my star brother. I recognize that. I recognize that spiritual connection. And if I don't mind saying, and I've probably said this before, and this is only my experience, I don't know that you have any knowledge of this, but we came from another life, an alternate life, if anyone understands alternate realities. We've lived this life before. Jonah, you were a kind of a hero in that life. Where we went through all of this. We had the global resistance and the global alliance, and we battled, quote-unquote, dark forces, and we had battle after battle, and there were explosions, and I can see them in my mind. Can't validate it, my experience, but nonetheless, quite traumatic. This is a new timeline. Things have changed already. Things will continue to change. The global transformation will continue to go forward. We will step out of this dark matrix. Things are going to be different this time. We're not going to
absolutely
accept what
happens. And thank you for bringing that up. And I just want to be clear that although you have those remembrance, I do not fully at all. I've had many people like yourself, David, over the years tell me about these different pasts of me being a general and me being certain things. And that resonates with me. When you tell me that, it resonates, although I don't remember it. But that's so key, because people really need to resonate with the information when you hear it. Resonate to me is when David just said that, my physical being understood that. Not my mental being, my body, my third eye opened up. I feel a little buzzing between my eyes. My crown chakra may open up when I hear information. This is how I distinguish. I just met a gentleman a few days ago, and as soon as he sat down in my living room here in Costa Rica, and I looked into his eyes, my gut immediately hit. Bzz, not cool guy. Not a good guy. Bzz, it was your body will always tell you. And of course, like a lot of times, as I'm learning, as a Jedi, as a newbie, I didn't listen, and we continued the weekend, and it ended kind of bad today. But you know what? My consciousness, my body, my gut, my resonance was spot on, and it's on every time. So we need to really get out of that headspace and move into that resonance of information. When you read stuff about the Pleiades and your crown chakra, or your body starts rocking, when I read really heavy information, my whole body will rock back and forth. When I'm at sacred sites, when I'm doing ceremony, I'll get goosebumps my whole body. I mean, sometimes when people just say things. So those are the thumbs up that what you're hearing is allowing your beingness, your consciousness, to respond without you thinking about it. So that's another little tool to throw out there for people, is listen to your body. Listen to how you react and resonate with the information that me and David or others will bring down, and see how your body feels. Because that's you right. yourself will know whether it resonates for you or not, and that's your truth.
Because psychic abilities is sensitivity. We are empaths. We are sensitive to energy. We are sensitive to vibrations. We're sensitive to information. We're sensitive to everything around us. That information that I gave you that you may not remember is fine. I'm a past life regressionist and a hypnotist. It's only useful in terms of what I know didn't work and what I know I don't want. It's not useful to me. Other than that, we are not going to repeat that. It's just information that I have. And we're talking about higher awareness. Higher awareness includes intuition. It includes body language, reading people and body language, etc. So that's all that previous life was about, that global resistance. It's not useful to us. It's only useful for me, really, in recognizing the people that I'm working with now and trying to work towards positive solutions. And it doesn't matter whether anyone else doesn't
absolutely.
Need to accept
but,
it.
But it's still it. Big. It's big that you say it, because it's confirmation. And it's not just from you. It's confirmation to me on many different levels. When people like yourself express that or tell me that, because I've had many dozens of people over the years remember me from past lifetimes in ancient Egypt and all of us. And although it's not really my tuned in gift, my tuned in gift is vibration and resonance with people, because I've dealt with tens of thousands of people in my life in terms of speaking engagements and different jobs I've had that I was interacting with people all the time. So I've always been dealing with people and their emotions. So that is my gift, is my voice and my resonance to other beings and people, especially in physical. I usually always want to meet people in physical. So I may not be able to see in the future or do this. We're all tuned a little differently. That's also huge for people to understand. We all have the abilities, but we're tuned differently. David, you could see into the past. You remember past life. I've had people in the streets come up to me out of nowhere. At the UN Council, someone approached me. They remember me. I mean, so you know, so there's always different parts of my life where some sort of confirmation comes into place. That's never happened before I woke up 6 or 7 years ago, that you're on the right path, you're doing the right thing, you're interacting and talking with the right people, and you're walking a path of truth, where before my synchronicities were few and far in between.
Yeah, my whole life is about synchronicities. The first time I met, before I even met Alexander Meters of GalacticConnection.com, who's has a very large show on this network, on BBS Radio Network. She said to me in an email when she was inviting me as a guest on her show many years ago, she said she was an oracle for me in ancient Egypt. I have no remembrance of that, but that's okay. You know, I recognize her. She talks a lot about the guardians, and that's how I sort of recognize you, this whatever this concept of guardian is. I think that's who we are, and that's what we're trying to form, and many of us are, and we're all trying to come together from that.
It's amazing you said that, because I just spoke with Eagleheart. I believe you had him on the show, David Uriel, Eagleheart, and he remembers me from ancient Egypt, where I was one of the top generals, a personal bodyguard of Thoth. And I actually was not able to save Thoth because he was murdered, and I still carry that. And he was basically asking for my forgiveness in this time. Now, this is a stranger I've never talked to before. I've never met in person. But for people to come out and say those type of things and remember that and really resonate, when he was telling me that, I felt that. I wasn't thinking, oh, my God, this guy's crazy. He's remembering me from Egypt. What is he, nuts? Like, my body was resonating with what he was saying. It was confirmation what he was saying. I've had so many different experiences over the last 5-6 years with ancient crystal skulls, stepping in the portals. I mean, literally being transformed, clearing energies, Chichen Itza, Mayan temples, doing ceremony with skulls on top of the temples. I've experienced so many different forms of consciousness and energy that it's never enough to fully understand it, because it's always so different. Right. It's always so different. Every experience is so different. But it's enough to confirm that what we hear and what I've been reading and what I've been seeing and learning about is real. And my own mind can't tell me that what I just experienced is not real, because it's consciously experiencing it. Without the use of drugs and alcohol, we can go at that for a minute. Not that alcohol does anything consciously. Alcohol actually lowers your vibration. It's not good at all. But when you talk about psychedelics, ayahuasca, San Pedro, peyote, psilocybin, those type of mind-altering drugs, 2CB, 2CI, that allow you to unplug your mind and step into your beingness, are quite powerful. And there's a lot of people going back to that, to the tribal roots. The indigenous people have been using these herbs and stuff for years. They're not just here to just get messed up on the weekend and go party. These tribes, and I've done ceremony with Cherokee and Shipibo tribe in Peru and all over Mexico, that they're here to teach us, allow us to break out of the matrix, like you mentioned earlier, and step into that resonance to learn information and download information. Just like when I was doing ayahuasca in Peru, absorbing information, accessing information, experiencing the darkness and the light. You mentioned that earlier, you know, bringing the darkness, like right. I was told, you know, straight up, when I was told, Jonah, one of my spiritual advisors 6 years, 7 years ago, she said to me, Jonah, when you wake up, just know that when you start putting out this light, the darkness is going to see, and you're going to have to deal with that, so be ready. And she was absolutely right. Absolutely right.
That's what we are here to do, and I understand, you know, there really is no darker light. However, there is bad things happening. I mean, we know as spiritual warriors, we know when something is not right, when something is not okay, and when we need to do something about it. So I use the term darkness. It's a term of duality. It's a label that we give meaning to. However, we know exactly what's going on with reptilians and all these other negative entities and astral parasites that are unduly influencing the human experience and what in our learning process here. So we're here to handle that, and that's what we'll do.
And let's jump into that for a minute. You talk about darkness and light. There is darkness here because this is duality. That's what you said. Our souls came here to experience duality, because every time I leave my body and I plug back into consciousness on the higher realms, I understand what it feels like to be connected to you and everybody else in the higher realms. We don't have privacy. We don't have brains. We don't have lightness and dark. On the higher levels of existence where I've traveled, there is only light and love. On the starships I have been on, there is only light and love. On any higher level of existence besides the fourth, five, six, and above, is only light and love. So we came here to experience this. So people need to understand that. Demons are real. I've interacted with them. I've had to deal with them.
No question.
All this stuff. Goblins, this, that, whatever you get, the devil, all of that is real. So are angels. So are goddesses. So are fairies. So are everything else on the good side. That is the duality and the magic that's here. But at the end of the day, and everyone really needs to remember this, we are constructed of light. And this whole matrix is constructed upon atoms, which is surrounded by photons, which photons are light. So this whole matrix is light. It is light. It is light, light, light. It doesn't matter if it's a 20-foot demon that wants to kill you and crush you. It does not matter. Tell him that you are light, and he will simply obey the universal law and leave your space. That is universal law. People need to understand that too. People are always asking me, how do I get rid of this? How do I get rid of that? Ask them to leave three times. Say it out loud. They can't read your mind. We are the ones we've been waiting for, as I say.
Yes.
You are the ones, the listener, David, me, Jonah, that took the contract, that took the agreement to incarnate, to lose our memory, to go into this carbon body that's going to die. We have to experience this crazy shock of death, even though our consciousness knows we're not dying. Our mind thinks we're dying. So we came into this life to experience duality, the yin and the yang. The only reason I'm able to put out so much light the way I do is because of the amount of darkness and crap I've experienced in my life. Living on the streets, being homeless, eating like crap, waking up in feces. I've experienced some, I don't want to say it, crap in my life.
Sure, yeah, I can
give me that ability to put
one.
Out this light. And that is part in the magic that we experience, the dark and the light. You can't put out all that light without experiencing any dark.
No.
It's like an addict.
Duality.
How are you going to talk to an addict if he's never drank before? You can't commune with an addict. You know, it's like common communication. So it's experience that allows us to connect with all the listeners. And that's where you're coming from and I'm coming from. So the experience
duality
of darkness and light is part of the journey.
Duality is a learning tool. This is a school of life. That is why we have duality. This is all about the expansion of consciousness. It's about the expansion of the creator itself, of the universal source, and we are aspects of the universal source. So we are here to contribute to the expansion of the creator and the universe and ourselves. And we are going to do that now in this life. Everything, we are going to transform, and we are going to have a global transformation. Things are going to change. This is the time. We're here to do it. And Jonah Bolt, it's time to go. I appreciate you being our special guest today.
Well, thank you. Awesome, Star Brother. Thank you so much. Great work you're doing. And everyone, check out David's stuff and let him know about the gold. Get on the gold.
Yep, we're going to have the gold. We're going to have some spiritual warrior training soon, I hope, and maybe some Psy Warrior training series. We will keep you updated and invite you to listen to Jonah Bolt's show on Starseed Radio. And visit his sites, a good friend of mine. Love you, Star Bro. Thank you for coming on the show.
Love you too, Star Brother. Thank you so much. And a big shout out to BBS Radio. They're putting out a lot of information, a lot of good light and love as well for many years. So shout out to Don and the whole crew of BBS Radio. You guys are always putting out good information. So it's all
Absolutely.
Of us, the way showers, you know. So into the light we go. Thank you, David.
Okay. Thanks, Don and Love. Don and Doug. And shout out to Lana. We'll see her soon, hopefully. I'm sure. See you next time on Universal Soul Love.